They are wondrous beings of the ocean, gliding effortlessly through the water with gentle majesty. As the largest living animals ever known to grace our planet, whales have always evoked our fascination due to their loving nature and melodious songs.
Have extremely large brains and extremely high levels of intelligence and extremely high levels of social interaction amongst each other. So they're much closer to humans than most humans would realize. That whales and dolphins, there's been lots of research done, have been shown to be very self-aware, just as humans are very self-aware, just as great apes are very self-aware.
ホエールウォッチングボートに初めて乗りまして、で生まれて初めてそのライブで目の前で大きなクジラさんに出会った時に、その実際のこう体の大きさ以上にね、なんかこう神々しいもの、畏敬の念を抱かずにいられないような、なんかものすごいオーラを感じて、温かさとか優しさとか非常に深いものを感じて、
images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Peace-loving viewers, today on Supreme Master Television's Stop Animal Cruelty series, our featured experts, Phil Klein, Senior Oceans Campaigner for Greenpeace USA, Yuki Okazaki, Vice Chairwoman and Director of ALSA Nature Conservatory, Sue Roker, Intern Coordinator for the Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society, and Regina Asmuta Sylvia, Senior Biologist for the Society, will once again discuss their experiences with whales, the inhumane treatment of these kind beings, and the human-caused threats that have led to their highly endangered status. If you see a school of whales where there is a feeding mother, first, kill the calves, because then the mother won't leave. Next, kill the mother, then the male won't leave. And finally, kill the male. These words from Vladimir Dabrowski, a former whaling ship captain, illustrate the kill at all costs mentality of whalers. Recognizing the love and loyalty whales have for their fellow family members, whalers cruelly exploit this trait of devotion to more easily butcher these peaceful beings. Harpoon, cannons, grenades, explosives. These are the ruthless tools used to slaughter whales. Ships relentlessly chase after their fear-stricken victims, exhausting the whales and then brutally attacking them until the seas turn red. The whales die slow, painful deaths while drowning in their own blood. Whale slaughter is not the only danger threatening the existence of our gentle giants. Other human activities are creating hazards for marine life, especially whales. These include pollution, boat collisions, and climate change. Last year, the Associated Press reported on the death of a Brutus whale in Malaysia, where an autopsy showed the female had swallowed a black plastic bag, a rope, and a bottle cap, which resulted in the clogging of the intestine.
We were out on the water doing a research trip last week. We spent over an hour picking up trash, a lot of balloons and plastic bags and things that end up in the ocean and animals can mistake for food.
We all store pollutants in our blubber layer, and whales have a much thicker blubber layer than we do. So in some parts of the world, for example, beluga whales up in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, when an animal dies, their body has to be treated like it's hazardous material and disposed of a certain way. That's how polluted their environment is. And so pollutants are a big deal for the whales and for us.
most of the testing of marine mammals for mercury, PCBs, other persistent organic pollutants have shown incredibly high levels, exceeding in many cases by hundreds of times the own health advisory set by the Japanese government. So the Japanese public really has a very little understanding that, one, they're hunting on the high seas, two, they're hunting in an internationally recognized whale sanctuary, and three, that the meat in their supermarkets is exceeding toxic levels of multiple compounds set by their own government.
These toxins accumulate in the female whale's blubber, which then contaminates their milk and eventually their calves. The horrific truth about whale slaughter and their highly polluted habitat is hidden from the public eye.
Now, if the information could be broadly spread across the Japanese public that, one, it's 100% subsidized with their tax money, two, that there's international outrage at hunting in recognized whale sanctuaries, and three, that toxic poisonous products are being distributed through their supermarkets with no notification to the public, this would probably cause enough outrage that they would end whaling from Japan.
Another danger to cetaceans is the increasing amount of noise pollution in our seas. Certain species of whales communicate with each other through lyrical whale songs, and others depend on echolocation. For example, sperm whales make clicks with their teeth that can be heard for many kilometers. Unfortunately, noise from ships and other human sources interfere with the whale's communication. It can cause them disorientation and even collisions with boats, often killing or maiming them.
Whales and dolphins have the most sophisticated means of communication, and their world is driven by sound, where we have sight being our primary sense for first interactions with our environment. Whales and porpoises use sound to gather all of that same kind of information about their environment.
Our oceans are incredibly noisy these days. We've got increases in vessel traffic, seismic drilling, oil exploration, Navy sonar, and whales are so very acoustic, they rely on sound for everything that they need. And so you add that on top of pollution, on top of whaling, on top of trying to stay out of the way of boats, those fast ferries that we all use to get around, or the ships and tankers that bring our goods and services into port, that it is the cumulative impact that we're worried about.
We will return after these brief messages with more on the dangers our whale friends face. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
We strongly, strongly support whale watching. It's a wonderful alternative to the whale hunting that takes place in some countries.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
The small cetaceans are hundreds if not thousands of times over than mercury, PCBs and others. The annual dolphin slaughter in the town of Taiji, a couple of the local city council members had that meat tested. And it had such extreme levels of mercury, and Japan is very sensitive to mercury poisoning, that they forced the officials in their prefecture to stop serving it in children's lunches because they just did not want to continue to poison their children. That same meat is being marketed broadly across Japan with no health warnings on it at all.
You are watching the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. Our focus today as on the many hazards that are endangering the lives of whales. In addition to the brutal slaughter of whales, marine mammals are also facing the effects of human-induced climate change. Even small changes in sea temperatures are enough to cause huge imbalances in the global ocean ecosystem, wreaking havoc for all life within it.
Climate change, as our oceans change, it's going to affect the primary food layer that all of the ocean habitat depends on.
One of the basic building blocks of the oceanic life cycle is phytoplankton, which are one-celled plants. Through the process of photosynthesis, they provide half of the world's oxygen. Dead zones are areas in the ocean that are devoid of oxygen and thus of life. These are caused by toxic pesticides, fertilizers, and sewage runoff polluting our seas. There are approximately 400 dead zones around the world, each of which greatly impacts the lives of whales and other marine animals.
Probably the most important thing to remember is that we're mammals, whales and dolphins are mammals. They're sort of the key species in the ocean for us to look at of what we're doing with ourselves. And whether it's pollution, whether it's climate change, it impacts the oceans and it's going to impact them first, but ultimately it's all going to come back to us. Whales are the flagship for us to realize how important the oceans are. We depend on breathing. Most of the air that we breathe comes from phytoplankton from the ocean. So if we're not protecting the oceans and protecting whales, we're ultimately harming ourselves.
The endeavor is to protect whales, not only for the whales, but for our own survival.
Around the globe, whales are being captured for use in the animal entertainment industry. During the trapping process, they are caused untold distress and may become injured or even die. Accustomed to having the freedom to swim the vast oceans, these captured cetaceans are confined in small tanks. In the wild, they may travel up to 160 kilometers each day. In an aquarium or other form of imprisonment, they are reduced to swimming in circles. Whales are social animals that live in pods, but in captivity, they may be sentenced to a solitary life. Due to the stress of living in an unnatural environment, whales and dolphins in captivity may engage in self-mutilation. Confined cetaceans also have lower reproduction rates, are more prone to accidents and illnesses, and have much shorter lifespans compared to their free brethren.
Whale watching and dolphin watching is a great alternative to going to see whales and dolphins in captivity, which we also work to end. And so it's just a better alternative to either hunting or making money off them in dolphinariums or putting them on display on shows.
It is imperative we stop the whale slaughter, refrain from consuming their meat and byproducts, and support whale watching in their natural habitat.
The value of whales is so much greater, alive, being enjoyed and appreciated by people, than one that's killed and the meat frozen and sold in a market somewhere. There are no products that are produced from killing of whales and dolphins that don't have replacements. So it's an unnecessary slaughter of sentient, wild, self-aware animals.
それから他の動物たちにも非常に苦しい思い、辛い思い、ひどい思い、理不尽な思いをさせていることがもうそこら中にあふれかえっている。
Whales belong in oceans that are pure and clean. They deserve to live in peace with their beloved pod members. Through the fine work of whale protecting organizations such as the ALSA Nature Conservatory, Greenpeace USA, and the Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society, along with the adoption of an organic vegan diet, we will soon greet the day when whales can again live freely and safely in harmony with humankind.
marine. Save the whales and dolphins. Save the planet.
For more information on ending whaling, please visit ALSA Nature Conservatory at www.elsaenc.net, Greenpeace USA at www.greenpeace.org/USA, Whale and Dolphin Conservation Society at www.wdcs.org. Honourable viewers, please join us again next Tuesday on Supreme Master Television for our Stop Animal Cruelty series. Enlightening Entertainment is up next right after Noteworthy News. May Heaven's grace shower your life with blessings and tranquility.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.